This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's the sound of shoveling, and that shoveling is happening all over the Midwest. And even in parts of Texas, a rare snowfall in South Texas. So I feel you when you're talking about the weather. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You may even tell by myself, I've been a little under the weather because of this bitter cold. What's happened is we had 70-some degree weather for a day or two, and then poof, all of a sudden it was 30 degrees, although I'm not complaining about 30 or 40 degrees compared to some of this wicked winter weather that's turned so deadly, so sad, this bitter cold. We're talking about two Minnesota cities have already set record low temps. I talked about that the other day. Erie, Pennsylvania, they're digging out from that crazy record snowfall that they had. Just some brutal temperatures across especially the Midwest, but even the East Coast. And in New York, communities near Lake Ontario's eastern side say they saw about 5 feet of snow this week, which is, you know, incredible. Yes, they get snow, but bitter cold. So it means people bundling up, boiling water, doing whatever they can to get warm. And it's the end of the year, so a couple days left. And so many people are talking about resolutions and what happened in 2017. And on this show, we're going to talk about 2017, some things that did happen and where we're headed coming up in this year, and some wild predictions perhaps of what could happen, you know, in this upcoming year of 2018. I'll tell you, 2017 was just, if we look at 2017 and review some of the big stories, and I have done that a little bit over the last couple of days. Boy, oh boy, the major stories that had an impact in the United States, the top stories, certainly I have already said this about the hurricanes. We saw a changing of the guard, obviously, politically speaking, and even more than ever, I think polarization of Democrats, Republicans, and whoever else on the Hill. We've seen horrific wildfires in California, not that we haven't seen them before, but some of the worst of all time. I mean, some of the worst. You know, it's strange, though, on the positive side of the ledger, the economy. The stock market boom, if you have a 401k, good for you. I used to have one when I was with CBS, and luckily for me, I tried to make it as aggressive as I could, and then now I take care of it myself. But if you work for a great company that has a decent 401k, mutual funds, all of that certainly was much, much better. Much, 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 much better. Then we have the tax cuts that just fell into place that'll benefit probably 80% of taxpayers. And what will that do with the economy? Finally, you look at North Korea. And as far as North Korea is concerned, at least with them kicking sand in our face, that's not going to happen anymore because this administration is going to deal with it. Trump and his tweets, the president who got a lot of flack for tweets but exploded on Twitter and said this was the cleanest way he could communicate, and when he tweets, people listen and respond in whatever manner, whether it's positive or negative. But not that we haven't had other presidents, namely Obama, that use social media, but in a much different way than this president has, right? Movies this year. We do our cheap movie review. And coming up, this we'll do that too, coming up in our next hour. But the movies this year were necessarily great movies. I like The Last Jedi, the Star Wars movie, and there were a couple of others that I will pick out and I'll mention as we move along. But I would say that it wasn't a great year necessarily for movies. It was a great year for streaming. It was a great year for Netflix and Amazon Prime and Jeff Bezos. My goodness, what else is this guy going to do and deliver for us courtesy of Amazon? Who knows what's next with Jeff Bezos? King of the world. He owns that line. He's stealing that line from the Titanic scene, remember? He is the king of the world. He is empire building like none other, right? And then you have a huge story when it comes to technology that just broke at the tail end of this year, and that's Apple now apologizing for slowing down old iPhones. It's like a trick. Oh, the latest iPhone's coming out, and if you don't upgrade, you're going to be screwed because you're stuck with a phone that you have to keep updating that you don't realize is really actually slow on purpose. How crazy is that? I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, what's the biggest dilemma, first world problem? I always say America Tonight is about what people are talking about. It's always about our phones. Do you have enough juice? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Where's the tower? Who do you have your network with? Are you on Verizon? Are you on AT&T? Why can't I hear you? It's crazy. Seriously. Technology runs our world more than ever, and when technology goes down or when it's hacked, we see exactly what happens, and there have been plenty of hack attacks in 2017 that were frightening, right? I mean, absolutely frightening. Then net neutrality, the huge deal of net neutrality, and what does that mean now as we get ready to head into 2018? Because of the fact that a vote went in a different way than some expected. Net neutrality is really the principle that internet service providers have to treat all data on the internet the same and not discriminate or charge differently or by the content, the website, the platform, or the speed. Now there's the worry that because of what just has happened with net neutrality, why killing it? What does it mean for the internet? What does it mean for you and me? Does it mean that now if you have the money, and depending on who your provider is, will you get a better, bigger, badder, faster internet? So life will change as far as the internet is concerned, the repeal of net neutrality. We don't really know yet, but there should be major ramifications for you and me, yep, the consumers, online businesses, tons of us that have that, internet service providers, ISPs, the regulations that are in place now, all that kind of stuff. It should eventually affect all of us. Speed has a big influence on our lives. Speed of the internet is huge. And where will we be with speed as we swing into 2018? All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everybody, as we get ready to swing into a new year, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Resolutions, what are the most common resolutions? And I mentioned this on our previous show. I used to do New Year's resolutions, and then I stopped them because, here's the reason why. Because I'm a motivational speaker, so I speak around the country, right? And I think it's about the everyday thing. And I think if you make resolutions and you keep them, or they're fun or whatever, you decide you're going to kick a habit, I mean, go for it. Who cares if you have some fun with it? I mean, look, nobody's holding your feet to the fire. It's up to you whether you do it or not. But for me, I don't like the idea of resolutions because I think it's sometimes they're just too big. And you're not taking a bite out of anything. And I mean, how many times do you say, I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to have a 6-pack abs. I'm going to look like I'm 25, whatever it is. I'm going to stop smoking. And I know there's people that could disagree with me and say they set a drop dead date and they set a resolution and whammo, they did it. And you know what I say to that? I say, bravo. But for me, here's what I do. I'm just gonna peel back the onion for you. Here's what I do. I think, and I've got a book coming out. Forbes is publishing my book in March, and it's called Deal Your Own Destiny, and I think that's what you do. You get rid of the haters, the naysayers, the people that are sucking the energy from your life, and you just thrive in what makes you as whole as a person as you can be, right? So if you feel like exercising, you exercise, right? And you just take little chunks of it, trying to overwhelm yourself with an outrageous list. And, you know, I've been there. It's just easier. But let's just tell you what the most common New Year's resolutions are. That you're going to say, I'm going to do this in the next 12 months. So the most common no kidding, is exercise more. 38%. What a shocker. You know, we always have Dawn Zier, my pal, the CEO and president of Nutrisystem, on, and she talks about when is their most popular time. When do people sign up for Nutrisystem? It's at the beginning of the year. Why? Because people want to lose weight, and they just gorge themselves through the holidays, perhaps. And 33% of the people say they want to lose weight. Then you have, and this is kind of a better way to look at this, 32% say just eat healthy, eat more healthy. So meaning probably not hit a drive-thru every 5 seconds, because it's tough, right? You have 15% that say learn a new skill or hobby. Oh, always sounds so good, doesn't it? But so tough to stick with. I've been learning to play the ukulele for 2 years now. I love it. I have a good ukulele. I had some instruction. I don't have the time. And then it stresses me out because I don't have the time to learn it, which is so sad. And I want to do it, and that I have that intention, but I'm not going to do that anytime soon. I'm not. Am I going to walk with the dog? Am I going to go to the gym? Am I going to spend time with the other? Am I going to do a slew of other things? Yeah, but I'm probably not going to do the ukulele, although I might have an intention of getting there, not a resolution. How about spend more time with family and friends? 12% say that. And I would say that is so important. I'm going to tell you a quick story, sad story. We just saw in the news, and you probably saw it, this journalist died after a stroke at the airport. And I had, and she's a veteran. Her name is Amanda Davis, or was, and she just had, she was going to, a stepfather had died, and she was going to go visit that area. I want to say it was like San Antonio. She was in Atlanta. And she's at the airport, and she has a stroke, and she dies. She was 62, and she looked like she was the picture of health. She didn't, she looked like she was 40-something. She was on her way to her stepfather's funeral. And they were just devastated in Atlanta. She was a popular woman. She, you know, just this massive stroke. She was a person who was a mentor to some younger people, and there's all these tributes to her that were on Twitter and whatnot, and they were saying how awful it was. Her on-air partner said that they probably did 8,000 hours together on the air, and it's just shocking. It's not, you know, what you expect is going to happen, but this is life, and we have no idea to know what's going to happen to us, and it's so incredibly sad. And then I have had that now touch my own life, where I've mentioned that I'm either speaking into this microphone and doing a radio show, or I'm out across the country speaking. And I'm in this organization called the National Speakers Association, and I'm the president of the Dallas chapter of the NSA. And there's just a great woman. Her name is Linda Marzen Thomas. And I have a board like you do in these kinds of organizations. And she was on my board and just was a tremendous asset and would write the most wonderful notes to me. And, you know, I was getting to know her and really, really liked this woman who had a vision of what she was going to do with color and what she was going to do with storytelling. And she went to the prisons and spoke to the prisons, it's people in prison, and tried to give them hope and listen to them, and just had this amazing heart. And of course, she's looks like she suffered a stroke, and it's not a good situation. She's in the hospital, and it's one of those decisions, it sounds like, of pulling her off of a ventilator or not. And I'm going to get to the hospital tomorrow, hopefully, to be able to see her. And you see how incredibly sad it is that you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I don't mean to get emotional, because you see me all so tough here on this show, but it's just a horribly sad thing to see her husband go through this. And again, not knowing them super well, but getting to know them, and you just never know what's going to happen. So when I see these resolutions, and it comes up that, you know, for resolutions, one of the most common ones is to spend more time with family and friends. Oh, boy, do that. Spend time with people. Don't push them off because you're too busy with something else that's going on with electronics or whatever in your life, because you never, ever, ever know, and none of us do, what's going to happen next. So I just would say there is a resolution that I completely, completely agree with, completely. And if you have a resolution to win the lottery, get in line, because that's everyone's resolution that of people who want to win the lottery, especially when it's $300 million this week. Wow! The odds of winning the lottery, not very good, my friends. But you never, ever, ever, ever know. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got Forbes Books at Bedtime. And then, of course, at the tail end of the show, if you're listening, we, and hopefully you are, because I know it's one of those weeks where people are off, and some of you will be listening to me in replay, but we're doing Nail the Score. And Nail the Score, it's the final week in the NFL, so week 17, and you could be a winner. And you'd get massive bragging rights. I know Sharon in Maine is obsessed with trying to nail the score. That's what I love it. I love it when she posts on her Facebook all of her crazy snow pictures and she tries to nail the score. And boy, she really wants that. And Pete, if you're listening in the bunker, or Dan in Texas, and so many others who actually email me their guesses, which you can do at americatonight.net. If you do that before the top of the hour is out, your guess will count, because this is it. This is the final Nail the Score. Wow. Can't believe it. I can't believe we're here. We may try to do some during the playoffs. Here and there I'll throw a curveball in, hopefully. But not 100% sure about that, but for sure, You could be a winner this time around, and I hope we have a winner. We've had two winners in the past, and they were so psyched about that. But if you're not a winner there, you still have time to possibly win a trip to Ireland, Italy, the UK, New York, and then we're throwing in also Mexico. And I'll tell you more about that as we dive deeper into the show. But again, coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. We continue our conversation with Celia Stokes, who is the CEO of eDriving. Stay with us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, joining us, Celia Stokes, the CEO of eDriving. Check out eDriving.com. It is the largest provider of online driver training and global driver risk management with more than 10 million, process that number, U.S. consumer customers to date, and over 1 million fleet drivers served annually. That is a staggering number. Celia, we were talking about this idea of distraction and how unbelievably significant it is to what we see, sadly, that happens with crashes, etc., and poor driving and near-death experiences and everything else mixed in between. And it's worth racking up those seven stages of distracted driving denial. Talk about those.
Well, we created this framework based on the brain science and the common behaviors that are kind of the common stages that everyone goes through as they begin to warm up to and kind of thaw their resistance to what the behaviors that they are demonstrating behind the wheel. And I, you know, we find that as you talk to people, as you kind of talk people through to a healthier form of driving, most everyone has to go through these stages. So we created this framework to not just, again, it isn't just about telling people you shouldn't drive distracted, you shouldn't use your cell phone. I think if you polled anyone on the street and asked them, should you or shouldn't you use your cell phone while driving, people would say, no, you shouldn't use your cell phone while driving. And yet, over 92% of drivers are using their phone while driving. And we know this through not studies where people are self-reporting, but through the use of in-car data collection devices, a field commonly referred to as telematics, where we are able to actually measure what people are actually doing in their car. And we see that 92% of drivers are using their phones while driving. I'm not just talking about teens, I'm talking about everyone, millennials, adults, et cetera.
And I think,
just about education.
Yeah, I think you just made a really important point for people to realize, and that is, if you are using your phone while you're driving, or even at a stoplight, because we're going to talk about that too, your phone knows, right? Your phone knows that you're driving and using it, which, A, enables someone like Celia to have that data available, but I'm also betting that your insurance company is going to ask that question if there's an accident as well.
The insurance companies can, the legal, the law enforcement can and often does after a crash, is often now securing the cell phone records to find out the extent to which a cell phone is, has been complicit in the crash. We do know through measures such as that, that distracted driving does occur in about 52% of trips that result in crashes. That's actual crashes, not near misses. And, you know, so I think that's probably, if anything, understating the extent to which, but still, that's huge. Half of the crashes are involving some form of phone use and therefore some form of distraction.
Well, and you have these seven stages of distracted driving denial, and stage number one, which I know applies to me, but not everyone else. I mean, stage one is I'm a better driver than most. I mean, I know I am a better driver than most. But what about everybody else?
Are you?
I definitely am. Really?
Let's break that down. Let's play, shall we?
Let's move on to the next one. No, I'll play along. Go ahead.
Okay, so you never touch your cell phone.
I didn't say that.
Ah, busted.
Well, first of all, I don't want to single you out, even though you set me up for it, because you are, 2/3 of drivers rate themselves as good or excellent behind the wheel, but then we find out that they still text, speed, or demonstrate other unsafe behaviors.
Yes.
So most people think they are a better driver than most. I certainly did before I understood and swam in all the data and brain science. And I felt, since I was such an experienced driver like you, that a few seconds of distraction were probably more tolerable for me than most people. And that you kind of lull yourself into a, you kind of quickly lull yourself into the stage two, which is I'm also a better multitasker. So when you combine a lot of experience with excellence at multitasking, you can really, that distraction, especially at stoplights, maybe, you know, driving pretty fast down the road when there are, you've taken a mental picture of the scene around you. You can multitask, right? Greg, can you multitask?
Brilliantly.
You pretty good at it? Yeah.
Oh, I'm awesome.
Well, the truth is, the brain, we know from brain research that we don't actually multitask. The brain doesn't multitask. It task switches. So you can be very rapid at task switching, but there is an inherent cost each time you're switching from one thing to the next. So it doesn't, you can't actually, and there have been a number of studies that show, and I will tell you on this particular one, one of the most compelling exercises for me was a kind of a very low tech exercise that, where you have to, as you're driving down a road, look at a scene and watch something appear and disappear and figure out what has disappeared from the scene. And I will tell you that we've now built this into our courses, and I would say 98% of people miss the thing that is disappearing. And the thing that is disappearing is a gigantic building right next to the road, because you're so, you know, your brain is able to focus on kind of four things in a rapid sequence, but not four things all at once. When you introduce a fifth thing, anyway, so it is really dangerous to assume you can multitask, because the brain just doesn't not work that way. A lot of people will fight that, but then say, okay, and Greg, maybe this is you. If you ever think of touching your phone, do you think it's more safe to do it while you're driving down the road at 75 miles an hour or sitting at a stoplight? At an intersection.
Of course it's safer at a stoplight. I'm not moving. And let me just, before you go on, Celia, I want to make sure everyone knows who we're talking with here. She's Celia Stokes. She knows of what she speaks. She's the CEO of eDriving at eDriving.com. They're the largest provider of online driver training and global driver risk management, and they have 10 million consumer customers and over a million fleet drivers. She has the data to back up what she's saying. So you're telling me it's not okay to text at a stoplight?
It's actually the most dangerous part of the road at which to be distracted. And here's why. It takes about 27 seconds for your brain to return to the same attentional capacity that it had before you touched your phone. So think about an intersection and how fraught that intersection is with people going multiple directions, applying the rules with varying levels of sensitivity, selfishness, and or distraction. And you think about how far you can travel into an intersection through 27 seconds, cut it in half, call it 15 seconds. And you very quickly understand why, in fact, even more so than traveling in a straight line at 75 miles an hour, where people are mostly doing pretty predictable things, at intersection, you've got a dynamic that is fraught with problems and variables that you can't control. So in research that has been simulation research that has been done by folks at the University of Kansas and other places, you know, 14 out of 15 drivers who are distracted at the stop and then move into the intersection run into a giant Humvee that drives right into their path. It is the most dangerous place.
Wow.
This is the first thing that gets me less invited to parties. It's this news. And the next news is the one about Bluetooth cell phone.
So Bluetooth, because that's what people do. They think they're okay and they're talking out loud. We don't have much time left, but this is worth mentioning. And they're speaking out loud and they're not paying attention, right? They're distracted.
I'll say two things about it. One, hundreds of studies, thousands and thousands of drivers have all come to the same conclusion that there's almost zero difference between hands-free and hands-held. And two, the reason is it's not your phone that's just, it's not your hand that's distracted, it's your brain.
Wow. Wow. It's your brain. Of course it is. That's what happens. Absolutely. There's no, you know, this is, I talk about influential listening and, you know, the attention span that we all have, but the amount of thoughts that go through our head every minute, you know, it's ridiculous. It's 40 to 70 different thoughts. Yeah. So imagine that. So that goes to what you're saying, Celia. So where can people see the rest of the list? Where can they go?
eDriving.com, we've got a whole section on distraction. I encourage people to go look at it. I encourage parents to go look at it, especially if they've got young ones to influence. It really has to start with the parents remediating themselves. I encourage companies to go look at it. We have banned work calls as a matter of company rule. You know, you have to start changing the fabric of acceptance inside whatever little organization or organism or society you're part of.
Boy, that's so true. And I never understood why people just, if you've got a call and it's so vital, you know how many places you can pull over on the side of a road, how many empty parking lots, how many restaurants, how many drive-thrus that just have all these spaces. And if you just do that, then you can make your phone call.
Pull over.
It is just pull over. I agree. Celia Stokes, what a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I was just going to say we should all be targeting zero. It's possible to think about zero collisions.
Absolutely. I say zero. It's a new campaign. Zero collisions. Celia Stokes, CEO, eDriving.com. Check out that list and check out the site. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Yeah, the airplane means you could be on that plane if you're the lucky winner, and it's so easy to do. I'm actually really pumped about this promotion. DK, the award-winning publisher of DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, teams up with the Charisma Hotels and Resorts to give people the chance to experience real Mexico through a holiday travel sweepstakes. So check this out. DK Eyewitness Travel Guides and the Charisma Hotels and Resorts are giving away a trip to Mexico. So the grand prize winner gets a three-night stay for two at any one of the adults-only El Dorado Spa Resorts in Mexico's Riviera Maya, which is incredible. A branded El Dorado tote, a $100 gift card, a $500 travel voucher, a DK Eyewitness Travel Guide for Mexico. How awesome is that? If you hit me up at Delaney Media Group at live.com right now and you're one of the first five in, I will send you the tote and the book. But if you enter at dktravelsweeps.com, dktravelsweeps.com, and you can only do it until December 29th at 11:59:59 Eastern, you could be a winner. If you're in Alaska or Hawaii, sorry, you can't enter. And you have to be 21 years old at least, 21 plus. But Oh, my gosh. DKTravelSweeps.com. You'll see our little link even on the site. And these travel guides are pretty amazing, I have to say. There's another possibility for winning, and that one is Ireland, Italy, London, or New York. Can you imagine? Oh, can you imagine if you win that? And you have the chance to do that as well. And how do you do that? You go to DK, travelwithdk.com, travelwithdk.com. And this is thanks to DK Travel, the Eyewitness Books again, and Delta Vacations. So we're giving away books to Ireland, Italy, London, and New York. But here's what's really cool. A grand prize. That's why I keep hitting this, because I want someone to win it. A grand prize trip from Delta Vacation Package for two. Winner gets either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland, Italy, or London, or a $2,200 voucher for a trip to New York, depending on what trip is awarded, which will cover airfare and hotel and all that. They also get a $100 gift card, a branded item from Delta Vacations and DK Eyewitness Travel Guide for the destinations they're visiting. How awesome is that? But time is running out. So you have such a great chance to do this, because they're running this promotion in just a handful of spots. So you have a great opportunity. And by the way, the travel will be awarded, or you have to take the travel by December 31st, 2018. So you have a whole year if you win. So I say jump on it. Either one of those, jump on them. They're all good to me. I've been to the Mexican Riviera, and it's phenomenal. Let's put it that way. All right. Indeed, we have something else to get to, and that would be this. Roll it, Mackenzie.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yes, it is. Time for Nail the Score. Nail the Score. This week, the game, the chosen game for Nail the Score, is actually a pretty interesting one. It is a game that has some bearing on what could happen in the playoffs, let's put it that way. And what game is that? There's a few of those that fall into that category, but it's the Panthers and the Falcons. It's going to be played in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta is favored by 3.5. Important for the Falcons, important for the Panthers. So, they feel pretty pumped and feel like everything's going to go their way, but you never know, right? You never know what's going to happen when on any given Sunday you hit the field. Sounds like a little trite phrase, but it's so true. So who do you think's going to win, and what do you think the final score is going to be between the Panthers and the Falcons? If you want to participate, just jam on these digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, and we will get you in and see if you can, see if you can lock it down. By the way, if you can't jump on the phone, because I know this happens to a lot of people, you can always send me an email, and you can do that by going to americatonight.net, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini will get you in just like that. But you got to do it before midnight, right before midnight, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else who is sitting here calling us. Let's go out to our pal Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello. What did the space mouse say when he landed on Earth?
Space mouse. Where's the cheese?
No, take me to your leader, Crom.
That's okay. Good. I like that. Perfect.
Okay, my guess is 28 Falcons over the Panthers, 21 Panthers, 28-21.
28-21. Dan, you are locked and loaded. That's a good guess.
Thank you, babe.
Bye.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy, happy, happy for everybody who's listening. Maybe you win one of the trips. Maybe you win Nail the Score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Gotta have a little fun on the show. Pete, he's out of the bunker, and he's called us. Hey, Pete.
I'm looking left. I'm looking right. Okay, clear. Yeah.
You know, the nuts come out this time of year, so be careful.
Who's playing again?
It's the Falcons and the Panthers.
I want to go with the Falcons.
Okay.
35-17.
Ooh, 35-17. Yeah, it could be one. Because really, for the Panthers, they're going to rest some people, too. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it, Pete. Good luck. Good luck. He's going back into the bunker. I can just tell you that. All right. Sharon has gotten out her shovel, and she's out of her igloo, and she's called us. So let's go to Sharon, who is listening to us in the great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hi there.
Hey, what do you think?
I almost missed you.
Falcons? Are you thinking the Falcons? Are you thinking the Panthers? And what's the score?
Oh, boy. I'm going to spoil the Carolina Panthers and go with the Falcons.
24-17. Sharon has spoken. Falcons, right? 24-17. Good guess. Stay warm up there in Maine. All right, Mackenzie, we got to put you on the spot because you love doing this. Mackenzie, who do you think wins, Falcons or the Panthers, and what's the score?
I think the Panthers will win by 21-14.
Ooh, 21-14. I like it. Mackenzie, you are locked and loaded. I'll buy you a hot dog or a meal when I come up to Minnesota. I'm going to say, if he wins, I'm going to say, no, we'll send him something else. I am going to say I believe it's going to be the Falcons, and although it's tough to go against the Panthers, I have to admit, I'm going to say it's going to be the Falcons, and I think the final score will be 27 to 24. If you sent me a guess at americatonight.net, click on contact and sent it in, don't worry, as we're up against it, we'll make sure that we get you into the books because there's always at least four or five, sometimes even up to seven people who email us with their guesses. So we are not forgetting you. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score, and thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.